Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, yes. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time for the night. The high is 82. Currently, it is 58 at UMKC.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Cash Day?
Ooh, I like that. I like that now.
Bring out them hundons.
I know that's right. Blue faces only. Hey, yo, we got JR Hood star KCK's Finest coming on the show this morning. He's got a Boys to Men workshop he's working on that he's been doing. Want to talk about.
And we got a doubleheader. Major shout out to Run It Black / Winner Circle. They teamed up, and they'll be talking about what they have coming up, too. And, of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. We got a few things to talk about, including Akon speaking on the role that a father should play.
Oh, boy. I like that, those conversations. Let's take it back to 96, the fall of 96. Tony, let's get down. Throwback Thursday on Hustle and Shine. Let's go.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Make note of what's wrong, but refuse to dwell on it. Once you're aware of the problem, move quickly to do something positive about it. Direct your focus on the steps you can take to make things right. Challenge yourself to develop a realistic, useful perspective that transforms the problem into an opportunity. There's no value in getting stressed out about how bad things might be or might become. Draw motivation and enthusiasm from being in position and in action to make a difference. When a frustration, problem, annoyance, or distraction comes along, step back and observe what you are thinking. Fill your mind with creative, empowering thoughts that point you in the direction of achievement. To make room for those positive thoughts, let go of thoughts that intensify your doubts, worries, and fears. Yes, stay in touch with reality, but also give preference to the thoughts you can act upon that create value in the world. Whatever you envision determines where you go. Get yourself clearly and acutely focused on the best possibilities and fulfill them in the way you live your life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, it is 58 in Olathe. Khloe Kardashian is making it clear that she does not like the narrative Lamar Odom has been pushing, especially on his new documentary.
You're sitting on camera saying you married me for fame? Am I such a fool? Because I thought they really loved each other, did it, and the person was like, did anyone else feel that way? And I was like...
No, I think that's what you say now, after your wife has left you and it's been a decade later. He's saying that now.
No, but why is he saying it in his documentary?
That's the only leg he has to stand on.
Oh. Is there a time limit on speaking on things? Like relationship stuff? Is there like a comfortable time limit? Because it has been over a decade for them.
It don't never leave you. So I don't know about no time limit. I think how you speak about things is of the bigger issue, because it's like, why are you still, you know, holding on to this? Why, like, and you know, when you out of the spotlight, Lamar Odom ain't been in the spotlight since, you know, 20.
Not the positive spotlight.
Yeah, not the positive one, definitely, since, you know, he was with the Lakers with Kobe and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
You know, when you're in this situation and you got this attention on you and you're connected to the Kardashians, you're going to try to hold on to that.
Yeah, that's funny, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I'm with you when you write. Other news, Escape singer and songwriter Candy Burris, her daughter Riley Burris, if you recall, I used to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta a long time ago, and we actually have seen little Riley Burris grow up before our eyes. Now she is speaking about how reality TV affected her growing up.
I think it made me stronger, but I also think that in some ways it made me weaker, which is really weird to have both. In the way that I care a lot about what other people think, I've had to hear these things my whole life. So now what? Like, what do you have to say that I haven't heard before, you know?
Yeah. Thick skin, developing thick skin can be a plus, but at the same time, it can desensitize you to other people and their feelings and what they say. And not always a good thing. Just keep your head close to the word, man, and Jesus and God, they'll let you know who you are.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on hot 103 jams. Salute.
So one of my favorite things about Kansas City, and one of the things that I appreciate the most that I feel like people don't, is that we are the city of fountains. Mm-hmm. And we have several fountains in KC, and that those were turned on officially the other day as we celebrated Fountain Day in the town. D, coming from St. Louis, what are your thoughts about the fountains? Like, do you think they add on to the beauty? You think it's unnecessary water being flowed around? What?
I'm not that strict. So, no, I think it's a nice touch. I think it's real. I mean, of course, in my college experience was a little bit different. I didn't notice them when I was in college until I finally got a chance to travel around the city. And I was like, oh, I ain't even peeped these. Or the colors and all of that, and how KC is well lit. Like, I love that aspect of it, because I feel like that just, it's like a cultural thing.
Yes, this is, we are the city of fountains. In case y'all didn't know, we got, I'm trying to see how many fountains we actually have.
We need one out front.
Is it 200? Oh, we do. We got one.
So we got ours. Yeah.
Oh, we need a Hustle and Shine one out front. How about that?
Let's put a budget together.
My face.
Send an email.
What would it look like? Would it be what?
I don't know.
Our faces together? Or like what?
Sure. I think that'll be nice.
Maybe we'll have a contest with the cousins. Like, y'all need to design us a fountain. A Hustle and Shine fountain right here.
What color would we do?
I wouldn't want to put it back here. I want to put it somewhere in the city or something. Not all the way. Like, shout out to South KC.
But, right, dang. Know. Our cousins in Grandview can't have one?
Man, I want to be in the city. You know what I'm saying? It's awesome.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Are you a dog person?
Yay and nay. My best friend has a dog, Kona. Love him. He's a schnauzer. He's so cute. But for me, I'm okay.
What that mean? You okay?
I don't. That's a lot of responsibility, and I understand that. So that's why I have opted out, because I'm never home. So we don't want to do that.
Don't? Okay.
I'm okay.
You are? Okay.
Yes.
Well, maybe this doesn't pertain to you, but all my dog lovers, y'all, listen. If you're scared of your dog dying or something, a new daily pill being developed by veterinary sciences, they could help senior dogs live longer. So this treatment, which is still under regulatory review, it is designed to slow the biological aging process in dogs and may become the first FDA-approved drug to explicitly extend a pet's lifespan. I cannot do that instrumental.
I thought you was going to do a Who Let the Dogs Out or something.
No, that was the DMX Where My Dogs At instrumental.
Got you.
Supposedly.
Allegedly, the kids bop.
The original one. I was trying to get the remix one. Where are my dogs at? but anyway, so according to early testing from San Francisco-based biotech company Loyal, this is supposed to extend a pet's lifespan. So for millions of dog owners, aging often becomes a chronic illness, D. And so declining mobility, difficult end-of-life decisions, those could all factor into these things. So this pill is designed to slow aging itself rather than treat individual diseases. It could represent a fundamental shift in how veterinarians approach senior pet care. Mm. So I'm wondering, okay, they got this for dogs. Dogs it's not that far from humans that they're going to have this thing for. Mm-hmm. At what point do we start playing with God with these type of medications? That's where my mind goes.
So. That's a really good question. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking about the dog, too. When the dog gets to a certain point, they might just be a little tired.
I want to go home.
And you steady just stuffing, just mashing up the pills into the water and everything.
And you know, people be going crazy, so it's going to be some dog around here that's going to live to be 200 years old or something like that, dog. Like I'm talking about like real human years. Boy, that's just, I'd be concerned about
Busy Bit Man, 816 day. We on Hustling Shine.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the morning that way. Or if you're streaming us on your Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch at Hot 103 Jams. Hey, y'all, what's up, cousins? We see you. We love and appreciate you. And shout out to the cousins who's listening the old school way. Right now, you on 70 trying to get to downtown? Slow down. Be cool. Be careful. Mm-hmm. You in a downtown loop. I know you're trying to get to where you need to get to, but please, please, take it easy. You over there on the Turner Diagonal in KCK?
Please.
Just chill out, fam. But most of all, thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. Because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shy, booyah, roll call.
It's that 7-Eleven roll call. Let's go ahead and get into it. Yeah. That Hustle and Shine text line has been thumping. Big love to Carmen Nard, as always. Sending love to Sarah saying, hey, to all the wonderful people in Kansas City. Big love to Amir Elliott. Shout out to Mari. Big love to Lachey Shepherd. Happy belated birthday to cousin Ravine Cruz. Hope you have an amazing weekend, an amazing month. Didi and the Minion, Israel. Hey. What's going on? Anthony Drow, Anastasia Jackson. Hey, Stacey Davis. Big love over to Rich Harris, the Kirkwood Solomon family. See a lot of our cousins that are tapped in. Big love also. What else we got?
Uh-oh.
Shout out to Cynthia Good. Always tapped in with us, especially on the comment section on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook stream. We appreciate you. Brandon Blake on that Twitter side. Appreciate you, cousins, as always.
Yeah.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
It's 7:24 on your time, high of 82. Currently it's 57 in KC Mo. Four-time Olympic gold medalist and three-time national champion winning coach Dawn Staley spoke on the fact that she interviewed for an NBA job a while back.
I entertained the Knicks job, like I did. Like every candidate on their list interviewed. No, they didn't offer me the job. I'll say this, Craig, they're not ready. No NBA team is ready for a female coach right now.
Not one.
One, you have to prepare for it. You can't just interview.
Prepare for it.
Culturally, you have to prepare for it. Culturally.
Mm. Yeah. She got a point with that, with that culturally. But, so here's why I said I think that the NBA could be ready. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a new athlete, dog. Like,
what do you mean?
I feel like Caleb Williams, quarterback for the Bears, he paints his fingernails. There are several.
He gets black for it every day.
Okay. I just see the shift in how I feel like players, today's athlete, are more accepting of, especially now with the WNBA, like, blowing up. Like, of course, I think that they think that you're on the same court as far as, like, mentally. And that's where it comes in at. Not physically, but mentally. I feel like a female coach could coach up a male's team.
Yeah, I don't think the question is, can she? I believe that she can, absolutely. It's a mentality thing. But is the world and ready for that? I think it's the same thing.
So
let me finish. I think it's the same thing with Kamala Harris running for president. Were people ready for that? Were people ready for a black woman? Were people ready for a woman to be president? Let's be real.
I think you're going way to another extreme. We talking about president as opposed to a coach of a team.
But you get the drift.
I understand
the culture.
But you can't compare it, though.
You can.
No, you can't.
The culture has to be prepared for it. That's it. Who else to speak on that better than someone that's actually a female coach? Than us.
I don't think you can compare president to an NBA coach.
Cousins, hit the text line. 816-900-4103. I need to see who side y'all on.
Be that as it may, because the NBA isn't 70% white. So that's why I say you can't compare the two.
I hear you, Unc. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, niece.
In other news, Akon. It's his birthday today, by the way. He's fathered over 9 kids, and he explains traditional parent roles, saying a father's job isn't necessarily showing up to events, but to provide and lead.
Like, my kids know when I do have that time, though, we together.
Yeah.
They know this. Like, but they also know when I'm traveling the world, I'm not going to make every birthday. I'm not going to make every graduation. I'm not going to make every piano recital or the basketball games or whatever. But when you pick up that phone and say, Dad, I got a situation. I need some advice. I got this. I need that. Or I need something. 2 minutes is there. They know I'm doing the part that I'm supposed to play. But I always believe that there's two roles that you have to play.
No. What are we doing, dog? Like,
you don't agree with it?
No, like, you have to spend tangible time. You can't just provide and leave. They need to know you. They're not going to know you. Like, your kids are not going to know how to operate around a man, not know what a man is supposed to do. Mm. Like, they need that example with you around them all the time, not you showing up to the birthday party, so I'll pay for this, and then leaving. Like, what? That's not time.
Yeah. We got to really make, you know, create an atmosphere for our boys to become men. So many ways.
Of course we do. That's why we got JR Hoodstar in the building. He got that KCK gas station KC hat on.
Wow, that's how we gonna start it
no,
off.
No, right, that's the energy.
Exactly. No, y'all know I had to do that now.
Yeah.
Nah, but JR, he's got a Boyz II Men workshop coming up. It's not this weekend, it's a couple weekends.
Coming up. May 2nd,
yes. We got KCK's finest, JR Hoodstar. He's in the building. He's up hustling and shining. JR, how you feeling, dog?
What's going on, B? How y'all doing?
Good. Doing good.
We done seen you rise from the bottom of the Facebook rankings up to the top. Look at you. Yeah, you over there causing some mischief.
I had to climb that ladder, huh?
So, along with that, though, man, look, you've been doing some amazing things over in KCK. Mm-hmm. You got a proclamation for your event, your Boyz II Men workshop. Talk about what this is and what it's all about and how parents can get their young boys involved.
All right. It's the Hoodstar Boyz II Men workshop. I basically just show them how to change a tire, learning basic car details, you know, check oil, check car fluids, just something basic detail they need to learn as a man growing into, you know, that's just a driver. And that way you ain't got to waste too much money calling AAA or nothing. You can do your own thing.
Facts. I'm with you when you're right. How long have you been doing this and what inspired you to get it started?
This is my third year doing it, and then just inspired from basically just my kids, you know, showing them that stuff, and then just like pouring over to the community like, hey, I can, you know, get back using that platform to get back to something I know how to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, oftentimes, man, if you don't have a father figure in your life, you know, learning some basic things of being a male, tying a tie. Changing the tire,
yeah.
Doing things that are so like changing the stuff that's in the house. Like I need some work on this. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
building
like that
things.
Smoke detector that keep going off.
Any of that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And JR, just talk about your experience and was it something that you were missing growing up that you want to pour into the boys, or is this something that you see just lacking in today's young males?
It's just one of those lacking. Growing up, you know, I had a father in my life, so he showed me those type of things. So it's just one of those, what is it, each one teach one?
Mm-hmm.
One of those things. And just being that boy before I've been in that position. Like I say, coming from the housing authority, growing up in there, we used to have those type of programs, but it was like a disconnection. Like I was telling Deanna earlier, it was like a disconnection with those folks. So with me coming through, I feel like it's a connection with the kids, you know, with the youth. I'm still, you know, I'm unk now, though, but I'm still trying to tie it in a little bit.
You ain't no unk. You ain't your 30s.
Late 30s, though. I've got to be
same,
unk.
Y'all in the same village.
Yeah.
Unk, see, and she be trying to call me unk. First off, let me.
How is it a diss?
I want to say this too. Like, I'm proud to be unk in this day and age. I would hate to be a YN in this day and age.
Right.
So I'm a proud unk. Okay, my gray hairs are showing in my beard.
Yeah.
But JR, do you how can mothers get their son signed up for this?
They definitely can contact me, JR Hoodstar on Facebook, on any platform, but for sure Facebook. Just contact me. Send the child name, it's an easy process. I'm not charging an arm and a leg, nothing like that. Just get at me. Get them rolled up. I want 50 boys, so we're close to that number. So
okay.
I just want to just sign me up. It's free food. I have free food for them, free lunch. I'm giving away gift cards. Emma has some special guests come in and speak with them.
And this is going down on May 2nd, and then
on
you
May
also
2nd.
Have something going down
on May 3rd.
Free of charge to the community.
Yeah, the free community barbecue. We at Big 11 Lake. So come to Kansas. Yeah, come to Kansas. We already got the Chiefs, so just go ahead and come on. Come on. Definitely a free
shout
barbecue.
Out to the KCK Cubs.
Where y'all at, Big 11 Lake?
Big 11 Lake. Yeah, yes, I'm doing a free community barbecue, bounce houses for the kids.
Who will be on
painting.
That grill, though?
The Unks. Okay. The real Unks okay. with the sandals.
With the Jesus sandals.
You gotta have
okay, then I'm there.
You gotta have Unk there. You gotta have, I'm gonna let him have his little black and mild. I'm gonna let him do his thing.
Like, they gotta be shaped like Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, they gonna be out there. I'm gonna let them do their thing. So yeah, that's it. It's just that weekend, JR Hood Star weekend. But I want to start with the core of the workshop for the book. That's where it started at.
Absolutely.
So I definitely wanna highlight that, you know, and we're gonna have fun that weekend. And I'm inviting my Missouri cousins too. Of course. So, yeah, I definitely welcome.
And we all the same. Kansas,
facts,
Missouri.
It's really
it's all
the
same.
Same,
y'all.
I hear y'all.
What City Fish over there still cracking over there in KCK?
We got Mad Jacks. You know, we got Mad Jacks. We got a couple of things still over there. You know, Goat Chin Go, the original Goat Chin Go.
I done found a couple hidden gems over.
We got the tacos.
I never cared about crossing the state line with me.
Maybe go over there and get some of that G sauce on 7th Street.
Yeah, you need that.
JR, man, we appreciate you, man, getting up early, hustling and shining. Have a good one, and please continue to be a blessing for KC.
For sure. I appreciate y'all. Let's go, KC.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.5.
We busy this morning. That means we are definitely tapped into the community, D.
Yes, we are. Winner's Circle. We've had them on the show plenty of times for the Winner's Circle weekend, where we got Dorian in the building. And this time, he is teaming up with Isaiah over at Run It Black. They always are posted up at Ruby Jean's Juicery. Welcome, guys.
Appreciate it.
Good morning, gentlemen. What y'all got cooking up, man?
Well, let's start off here.
Yeah.
Explain to everyone what Run It Black is, and then I want you to explain Winner's Circle.
I ain't gonna lie, I gotta do this just because it's been so long. Wake up, KC, what it do? It's your boy Isaiah Jackson coming at you.
G-Rap
alum, you know what I'm saying? Right now, hold it down for all the G-Rap people in the building. But Run It Black is a social run club here in Kansas City. It's built around inclusion, wellness, and community. And so we run at Ruby Jean's Juicery on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m., 8 a.m. at Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. So you gotta make sure you pull up. But when we say inclusion, that means you can run as far as you want. You can walk as far as you want. You can jog as far as you want.
Or little.
You can do that little thing where you start running and realize you're not there yet, and you start walking. All that stuff, we're still going to be there for you. We still got the community for you. And it's just huge. Follow us on Instagram at Run It Black, but that's BLAKC, and you'll see what we all about for sure.
What's the distance? How long y'all go?
So we go on Saturdays, we go up to 8. But we got
8 miles?
Yeah, 8 miles. We got 1 mile, we got 2 miles, 4 miles, 6 miles.
So everybody can pick where
you're comfortable at. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Getting that 4 mile joint, dog. Man.
Yeah.
8 miles?
Big dog.
Nah, we got 8 miles because, you know, people, we just had 12 people do the Rock the Parkway half marathon just this past Saturday.
Oh, I saw that. Okay. Yeah.
We got a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying?
I was one of them.
Shout out to my boy Dorian.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely all the different ages and all the different ranges. We got young kids. We got older people who just want to get their morning walk in. Yeah. So,
hey,
wherever you
instead
at,
of walk around
out.
That mall.
Do not invite Deanna.
Nah, she been out.
She can't hang. She can't hang, y'all.
That's all right. A lie.
I took her on my 4 mile joint last year.
So what I do, quit?
Nah, she didn't quit.
Exactly.
She made it all the way towards the end, y'all. But she was just done. She was done for, dog. She was done.
She got to come out April 25th.
She got to come out April 25th.
We got to get them legs right, Deanna.
This man just be over here talking. We got guests in the building. You know how people get when you got people in there.
Stop. I don't
how people get a little bit boosty?
I don't.
That's what he's doing right now. Don't mind him right now.
Don't put that on me. Dorian, Winner's Circle, man, what y'all got cracking off?
Man, so we just got this partnership with Running Black, but to answer Deanna's first question, what we are, we empower athletes, youth, and entrepreneurs through sports, education, mentorship, and leadership. Mm-hmm. Essentially, a lot of our events, we take the influence of athletes and give greater visibility to entrepreneurs locally here in Kansas City. So, you know, we try to connect those worlds. You know, it's the Winner's Circle.
Yeah, I love that.
This morning, we're talking with Dorian in the Winner's Circle. We're talking about Running Black as well with my man Isaiah. And they got some wonderful events coming up this weekend, D.
Yeah, specifically, you also have an event on April 25th that's going down. Is that when the collab starts, or is there another date?
Yeah, April 25th is our event. So we actually don't have an event this weekend, but next weekend,
okay.
April 25th, Saturday, April 25th.
Okay, so what's going down, like, exactly? We need the details and how we can be a part of it.
Yeah, no. So we got Run With Winners. To tell you a little bit about what it is, Run With Winners is a community run focused on entrepreneurship and holistic development, bringing together athletes, entrepreneurs, and broader community through the fitness and connection. So, I mean, that's what we're doing. Jax, you got something to add?
Yeah, so Running Black, any Running Black family out there, y'all know we get it done. We get running. We do our stretches. We do everything. We cheer each other on. But this week, on the 25th, it's going to be just a little bit elevated. So we have a lot of entrepreneurs coming out. We got a lot of trainers, a lot of athletes, a lot of people coming out within the fitness community. But we also just going to do a lot more elevation. We always got music. But shout out to our brother Royal Chiefs going to be there doing DJing on the ones and twos for the after jam. And then we also going to have ASICS Shoe Company is going to come out.
Okay.
So make sure if you don't think you got some shoes, you really feel like you can run in if you've never been there before, get there early because they do what is called a shoe demo, which is basically like renting skates. You give them your shoes. They give you a pair you can run in for the run and then you swap them back.
You can do that for shoes?
For shoes. So all the companies come out and they do it at different times.
Brownies?
So ASICS will be there on the 25th. So yeah, make sure y'all pull up. Shout out to Ruby Jeans as well. They're going to be deep. They're going to have some discounts for us. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, our brother Chris Good definitely going to look out for us. But I want to make one thing clear because a lot of people have been texting me like, oh, I'm not a runner. Can I still come?
Yes, that's what I was going to ask.
About that. Is it a weight limit to this? Is it
nah,
a lifestyle limit?
It's Running Black. Traditionally, what they do, they are a social run club. So it's for everybody anyway. Yeah. And so, you know what I mean? We both focus on inclusion, our urban brothers and sisters and beyond. And so we just want to make sure that everybody's welcome to come out. Walkers, runners, even kids be there. Mm-hmm. It's a vibe.
Strollers, dogs, all that stuff. And that's every week. So I think we talked earlier. So we go from 1 to 6 miles on Saturday. But then if you feel like you a quarter mile in, you want to turn around and only do half a mile, do that. But come out. You won't ever get to that first mile if you don't ever come out. So come that's on real. Out. And it's a good way to get started within a fitness community. We've had people lose over 150 pounds that jump started from joining Running Black. We celebrating 2 years at the beginning of May. So
congratulations.
Yo, getting that cardio in, I'm telling y'all, it's life changing. I started doing that faithfully in like 2020. It's seriously, if you want to switch up your physique and you want to get healthier, that is the perfect way to start. It is.
Right.
Thank you, gentlemen. And we really appreciate y'all coming on and keeping us tapped in with the community, man. Might see y'all this next weekend, man.
Yeah, come on out.
Slide.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, it's 61 at Fleming Park. Nick Cannon shares his take on the Bible during a conversation with Erica Campbell, one half of Mary Mary and her husband.
So much so that even when it got to America, they took scripture out and created a slave Bible. So that's I was true. Saying in the sense of the true word is how God dealt with man and how and is inspired by God. But the actual book that we now see as the King James Version or whatever version you have is not a historical book.
We're gonna trust you, Nick Cannon, Mr. I Have Babies All Over the Place.
Yikes.
We're gonna trust you. Okay, fine.
Dig at the dig. Keep your foot off his neck, me.
Just people be saying the dumbest things sometimes. I mean, and what he's saying like could be factually true. I don't know, but it's like you want us to not believe in the Bible? Come on, bro. Like what we talking about?
Yeah. Another news. J. Cole. We talked about him going overseas. He recently made his debut for the Nanjing Monkey Kings in the Chinese Basketball Association. However, his time with the team has come to an abrupt ending after one game. Now, the rapper didn't manage to score any points, but he called the experience incredible nonetheless.
Talk about me and my digs.
He said, I'm reading the facts, though.
He didn't
score
any points.
This is what they're telling me. He posted saying, quote, my work visa took way longer than expected, so I was only able to play in one game before heading back. He additionally wrote that maybe those shots would have started to fall if he played more games, but he ended off saying, quote, my knees felt like I played 40 minutes. So, I mean, he's getting up there in age, so I completely understand. And he said before he started that he was out of shape as well, but I'm happy he's been able to have those experiences. To go overseas.
Good for Jermaine.
So good.
He's no Master P. You know Master P?
Yeah, I know Master P was balling.
Master P was actually on the Raptors. Yeah. Like, he had a jersey and everything.
And that's
y'all.
So crazy to me. When I watch the highlights, it's just like, what?
Like, what is he? Make him say, like, he literally was on a video, make him say, and then he was on a basketball
court.
That
is crazy.
Like, seriously.
That is so funny.
So, yeah, Matt, and then he was making movies and stuff at the time, too.
Yeah,
so,
well-rounded.
Yeah, J. Cole, you know.
It's all good.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those passionate, honest, and determined Aries.
How you doing?
Hey, whose birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to well-known Chicago rapper Chance the Rapper. Sending a happy birthday to singer-songwriter, entrepreneur, actor, and philanthropist from my hometown. Happy birthday to Akon. Sending a happy belated birthday to another one of my favorites, my cousin, Sexy Red. Sending a special happy birthday to our little cousin, Treasure Sparkman. Happy 22nd birthday. A major happy birthday to comedian, actor, producer, writer, and talk show host who's given us A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, Bad Boys, his role in House Party, and so much more. A major happy birthday to Martin Lawrence. And last but not least, a happy birthday to the legendary NBA Hall of Famer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Edward Hunley, Nate Gonaway, and Cole Mikhail Montier. Sending birthday love to Keita Jones, Erica Murph, and Andre Tate. Happy birthday, Jackie Moreau, LaWanda Hall, and Jamisha Price. Happy birthday, Tutu Lynn Smith, Montree Smith, and LP Pearson. Happy birthday, Aaron Hughes, Devin Brand, Benjamin Swiller, and everybody else born on April 16th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate
hey.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning. It's Erica. How you guys doing? Good morning.
Hey, Erica. We are the kids in the back. Is it multiple kids or one kid?
It's multiple.
Oh, Lord. You got your little army over there.
Right. Mommy daycare. Yes.
Yeah. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
Oh, black ice.
Classic, for sure. All right, Erica, we got a chance to fill up your tank courtesy of T.I. Grand Hustle. You're going to have to finish these lyrics, though. You ready for that?
Yes.
Been thugging all my life. Can't say I don't deserve to take a break. You'd rather see me catch a case and watch my future fade away.
It's gonna
just live your life.
Hey! Hey.
Just sign my paper, just to live.
Oh, my God.
I don't think nobody know that part.
Yeah.
We don't know what Rihanna said.
Yeah, me neither.
Have no idea.
That is very low on a totem pole of T.I. songs. It's very low. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yes.
All right, cousin, you getting that gas card, you going to use it for yourself or you going to give it to somebody else?
Oh, no. I'm using it for myself, for sure. Yep.
All right, fam. Yeah. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning. High 103 Jams.